POTUS, in response to the Speaker's letter delaying the State of the Union, sent a letter to the Speaker canceling her trip to Afghanistan, although he does offer her the opportunity to fly commercial. Secretary Pompeo and his wife traveled throughout the Middle East on government aircraft and at great expense, yet a trip to Afghanistan by the Speaker was denied. Ah, the games we play. Then Mr. Trump said he was exploring an alternate site, followed by the abrupt cancellation of the speech until the government reopens. And the next round is? As the shutdown drags on, we are seeing members of the public saying thank you to unpaid federal workers, contributing to groups that are providing support to those workers, and a large outcry of people asking the why question. Last week, Microsoft announced $500 million will be invested to help create affordable housing in Seattle. Will Amazon do the same in Seattle, New York, and Washington? The latter two cities are the location of its two new headquarters. Will we see more of this as government retrenches from providing a social safety net by other big corporations? Newsflash. Facebook offered $500 million on January 24th. Mr. Cohen said he would testify that the president ordered him to pay a vendor to manipulate poll results leading up to the 2016 election. In another story, BuzzFeed claims that the president instructed Mr. Cohen to lie to Congress. Mr. Mueller denies the accuracy of the BuzzFeed report in a somewhat opaque way. Mr. Cohen announced on January 23, 2019, that his congressional testimony is indefinitely postponed. Wonder what this means. Prime Minister May of England barely survives a no-confidence vote. On January 21st, she submitted Plan B, which, according to reports and Mr. Corbyn, the British Labour leader, not much has changed. How does she expect to get Plan B through the House of Commons, given her overwhelming defeat earlier this month? 130 House Republicans joined with Democrats in an attempt to override the president's decision on Russian sanctions. The Senate cannot muster the votes. Is this the beginning of a trend? On January 22nd, the stock market began a downward slide in its ongoing roller coaster ride as the U.S. canceled the trade meeting with the Chinese. Very few experts believe a deal can be done by March 31st and question whether China really intends to enter into substantive structural changes to its economy. I ask the question again. Is this really going to lead to more manufacturing jobs in the U.S.? Remember, that's what POTUS promised. Fix the trade agreements and increase manufacturing jobs, a relatively simple syllogism. But can it be achieved? The weekend of January 19th and 20th saw some interesting commentary from Senator Langford and Chairman Thompson of the House Homeland Security Committee. Mr. Thompson indicated that there were places where a wall might be appropriate, but in other locations, different methods of securing the border would be appropriate. I came back through the northern border recently and thanked the officer in the booth, who cynically remarked, "It's really cold, it was below zero at that point, and I'm getting to do this for free." Hopefully, ultimately, he was not doing it for free, and the legislation signed into law by the president last week will in fact take effect, with all back pay being restored. China's economy is weakening, but everything is relative, as China's growth for 2018 was still over 6%, which is essentially double the U.S. and most Western European countries. For 2019, China predicts 6.4% growth, while the U.S. is at 2.3%, and the World Bank projects 3.5% for the global economy. Secretary Ross, who is a billionaire, commented recently that he didn't understand why unpaid federal employees needed food stamps. Answer, they need to eat. Talk about out of touch. POTUS' own economic advisors are indicating no growth in the first quarter due to the shutdown.